Thank y'all for tuning back into Two Dudes, One Jar. All
right, guys. Welcome back. Second episode. Chandler, how you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. I got hip surgery last week on Tuesday, so a week from today. Doing fine, just still mobile, no pain.
Yeah. Well, I think we should talk about, first thing, we're going to pick out of the jar, and we're going to talk about that, and let's get it going.
Alrighty, so first topic we pulled out of the jar, talk about this supposed Chinese weather balloon that crossed America.
The spy balloon, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the spy balloon.
So this thing was spotted in Montana, and everybody was, you know, there's videos about it, people taking videos of it saying, is that like, I see the moon, and then I see this planet, but it's not, it's a balloon. And people are want to shoot it down. You know, because we want to get rid of it. We don't really know, like, why it's up there. But other people don't want to because it might, the debris might land on other people, might cause more damage, property damage, I guess. But, I mean, what's the really, like, the pros and cons to this?
I mean, that's a simple one. I mean, I do find it a very bad idea that President Biden did let it go across the whole entire U.S. and we finally shot it down over the Atlantic Ocean right off North Carolina. I mean, that is a smart idea because, I mean, he didn't let any debris go anywhere where it could harm any U.S. civilians or anything like that. I mean, yes, it could harm the sea life, but, I mean, it's not as bad as harming a, could be a major city or major town's population as to maybe which a couple fish, turtles, or whatever. But I don't like that he did let it go across the whole U.S. I feel like we, when we first saw it in Montana, we should have taken it out then once we clarify that it actually was not a weather balloon. I mean, Montana, it is not a very populated state anyways, and has a lot of rural area, a lot of open land, so I feel like that would have been a smart idea to take it out there, since there's more open land than there is towns or cities crossing into the eastern shore. So, like, the pros of it, of shooting it down so late, didn't harm any U.S. civilians, kept people safe. There's more cons to it because we let it travel across the whole U.S. So, it, if this spy balloon did get to see a lot of the U.S., a lot of the whole entire country and state, if not the whole entire country, and see, like, if China wanted to plan out any attack or any type of invasion, they could see what our land and our terrain is and where we have everything at. And then, two, it's just, why so late, and then why push it off? And then when he was asked about it and we were talking about it, he never really said anything much to it. He just was like, oh, blah, 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 pushed it off a little bit until the end, which is good, but I don't really like that. I feel like we should have took it down when we first saw it.
I agree, because it's our own land, and we can't just let things from other countries just come in like that and just gather intel, if there are really gathering intel. Even China, like the Ministry of Beijing, just, they didn't even really know about it. Or they gave like a, not a solid answer or concrete answer, more like an abstract kind of answer. So it's, I don't know, I think it's really interesting. I also believe that we should have shot it down as soon as we, you know, first saw it and realized that it was like a Chinese spy balloon. That's what they, the FBI and CIA kind of confirmed it as. So, I mean, honestly, not a good move. I believe, personally believe that it was not the best move to just let it travel across like that. And I mean, there's probably not even a really good point now of shooting it down if it already completed its task.
I mean, the only good thing is, like, because, yes, it was a good thing that we shot it down because it could have actually led to another country, which then it could have...
That is also true, yeah.
Actually, another country. But the one thing I do like how China, like, they did, like, say, oh, it was a weather balloon, blah, 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 but then they were, like, also, like, it's really not when they were giving their answer towards it. I mean, it was kind of, like, I mean, that's smart on their move to try to push off as a weather balloon because it does... If you actually look at a close-up image of it, it does look almost like a weather balloon, but you can see there's a lot more to it and a lot more complex than
almost like a satellite at the bottom.
Yeah, it looked like a giant satellite on the bottom. But I don't know, I feel like, and then the it's just, like, not right, like, that we just didn't do anything about it. And then China's just over here, like, they were mad that we shot it down. They were like, well, you shot it down. They didn't say, like, oh, you shot down our weather. But when they were just, like, mad, they were just, they were like, oh, you shot it down, blah, blah, and all this. And they were just upset about it, which, I mean, smart idea for them, like, to help protect them and say it wasn't actually a spy balloon, which we figured out it was. But I still figure out, like, if we figured out it was a spy balloon and we confirmed it and we still shot it down, they're still pushing off saying, well, why'd you shoot it down, all this. That's just them being stupid at this point.
Yeah. Well, I think we've covered a good amount of that. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to move on and pick out the next topic out of the jar. Okay, so now we are going to pick out our next topic out of the jar. So, our thoughts and opinions on Tyre Nichols and on that whole situation. Very controversial. Chandler, do you want to start off with that?
Yeah, I'll start off with that. So with Tyre Nichols, he was driving home and he got pulled over. And Tyre was pulled over. What was it for again?
Just reckless driving.
Reckless driving.
I'm not sure if he was even drunk or high or something like that.
I don't believe he was actually found under any substance.
Yeah.
But yeah, pulled over for reckless driving. Ended up leading to the cops asking him to get out of the vehicle, him tasing him, he running, got tased again. He got beat by 5 African-American cops. And not like you think, like, oh, they hit him a couple times. No, they pulled out their batons and actually beat this man almost to death.
Yeah.
And
well, he did die later.
Oh, yes, but at the moment, he was being almost to death at the scene.
Yeah.
Which, lately, that's this topic, police brutality has been very controversial. And what a lot of people are seeing on the news lately has been white cops doing this to a African-American civilian for and or no reason, or there is a reason and it gets taken in other ways and not shown in full video or evidence of it. But this one's a different one. This one, Tyre Nichols, African-American civilian, pulled over really close to his home, is beaten by 5 other African-American police officers. And what we're seeing here is, I'd say, something that's a little bit taken in a very racist way, honestly. I don't want to really get into it, but how we see most of these police brutalities ending, there's always riots. I mean, there's always people going out marching in front of town halls and streets to prove a point. They have the right to do that. And then there's always, like, a lot of riots where stuff's getting burned, stuff's getting broke, people are getting hurt. But this one, we've seen more peaceful protests and less riots, I'm perfectly fine with. Like, of course, keep it peaceful. We like that.
Mm-hmm.
But how, when it's actually a African-American crime on African-American crime, like, it's a crime with, like, African-American cops, it's just, I feel they've taken it more in a peaceful way, as to which if these cops happen to be of Caucasian race, which I don't like, but I can't control what happens. But I feel like these topics are taken way too racial and political, which I don't like at all. But back to Tyre, it's sad to see, especially since, I mean, he did run, so he had the right to get tased. That was perfectly acceptable. They were trying to stop him so he wouldn't run away.
They should have tased him and then should have put him on the ground, put him handcuffs, for just fleeing.
Yeah. But
that's it. That's all they should have done.
If he was, like, also resisting on the ground, which he was a little bit.
He was.
They had the right to be a little forceful with him, but no right to actually beat him with a baton and beat him almost to death on this scene, to which him dying 2 days later. Something needs to get fixed here. I don't know why it's happening lately. I don't know if some of these cops are, like, just not trained at all, or some of these cops are just seeking attention or something like that. I don't know what's going on. I don't like it.
They were all fired from their jobs, so.
Oh, yeah, of course. If they weren't, there would be definitely an issue with
that. Oh, yeah.
I just want to clarify that. I don't see, like, what's going on with this. Like, a lot of police are doing this, and it's quite sad, because then, like, most people, when they get pulled over, they're going to be scared, and they're going to think something bad is going to happen to them, especially if you do see someone of the opposite race. You're going to, like, think, because this is how what's happening now. It's mostly a different race on a race.
Which,
like,
is, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. It's very sad to see, and I don't like it at all, but, I don't know what to, like, really say to it. It's just, I don't know what these police officers want. Do they want attention? Do they want to go to jail? Do they want to ruin their whole reputation? Just for what?
Yeah, because I know a lot of police officers are just, well, they're from, like, other states and counties, are just really just disgusted by this, because they are not trained any of those, like, fighting tactics that the five officers did. They are not trained of any of that, and they were just really disgusted and just don't even know, like, what to say. Like, because I don't know how that even, you let that happen to just somebody, especially five of them just all beating this one man just from fleeing. I mean, that's just nonsense, and it should have been taken care of. Definitely should have been taken care of in a more proper manner, and it's just unnecessary, and obviously leads to consequences, which thankfully they got arrested, and the cops did, and got fired from their jobs. I think there's going to be a court about it too, if they're guilty or not guilty, which I hope they're definitely guilty for those actions.
No, we know they are guilty. It's well, just, yeah. It depends on judge and or jury's ruling, whatever exactly. Is on the court system. But I don't know, it's just, what's going on needs to be fixed. I know a bunch of cops personally, and they are great people. I mean, I never think they'd do that to anyone. I mean, I've gotten pulled over, and I've, out of my times getting pulled over, I've had a cop or two be that was not very nice to me, and they didn't treat me right. I mean, they're a little rude, but I was respectful, I was kind. I had one that was absolutely, like, he was perfectly kind. I mean, me and him were laughing, making jokes with each other, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I never had, like, a terrible experience. I had the one that told me, like, I was doing over the speed limit when I really was not going as fast as he said I was. And then I had the other one that gave me a whole field sobriety test and was upset that I did not fail the field sobriety test and started to take it out on me that I was sober and passed it, which, I don't know what was up with him that night, but I've talked to other officers I know about him, and supposedly that's just how he is, and I guess that night he felt like being a little rude and a little mean, but I wasn't scared at all. I wasn't frightened. I didn't think anything bad was going to happen to me, and I feel like that's how most people should be when they do get pulled over or happen to have to step out of the vehicle for the cop for any reason.
I remember one time my cousin and I, he was driving, and it was, like, late at night, and then we get pulled over. We were going pretty fast, and a little too fast, and, but the guy came out, the police officer came out. It was just kind, respectful. It's like, 11 o'clock at night, gave us a warning, and we were just calm, all that stuff, and just said and did everything that he told us to do, and it was all good.
Yeah, I do like that. And especially with mine, when I had the whole field sobriety test, the cop actually was trying to make stuff up. He was speaking that he could smell alcohol in my breath and in the vehicle, and my buddy was in the vehicle with me, and none of us had anything to drink. And then he said, okay, how much have you smoked tonight? Which, God forbid, I do not do any of that. And since he couldn't get me on any of those, he was just being rude about it.
Yeah, I think we've covered enough on it. Hopefully justice will be served, and that we'll get to another topic.
Okay. All right, guys, after covering that last topic, I'm going to pick a new one out of the jar.
So, thoughts and opinions on Andrew Tate and the whole situation with him being in jail. So, Andrew Tate in general, I think I like him. And he has certain opinions that could be misled and used out of context for some of his clips. And this whole thing, he could be probably cringy sometimes, talking about, you know, masculinity and stuff like that, bringing it back, and now there's like no more of it anymore. And but I personally like him because when he shares his thoughts and opinions, and he's been on talk shows lately too, before he got arrested, and we'll get into that later. And just like a really like a nice gentleman, and I can see why some other girls, mostly girls, don't really like him, to be honest, and which I understand, but some of his opinions, I mean, when it comes to like females and stuff like that, it could be a little misguided, misled probably, but I mean, I think he's a solid guy all around. I mean, there's some pros and cons to it with it comes to his thoughts and his opinions, but I mean, and is him being arrested. So he was arrested in Romania for alleged sex trafficking
of women.
And turns out that he was dating this girl, and this girl was saying that she was being like very manipulated by him because she wanted to marry him and stuff like that. But Andrew Tate just wanted to really, you know, just use her. But, and you can't really, I mean, you just can't really like arrest somebody for just wanting sexual relations instead of marital relations, you know? And they haven't really found any evidence of him actually doing trafficking for women. So, and there's a video of him being guided by the police going to, I think, a jail or a prison. And he was saying that, like, he'll be free soon. There'll be, like, no evidence on him. There's no evidence on him, stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a touchy topic because it can really go into both ways on how people view it. But what are your thoughts on it, Chandler?
Let me get my thoughts on Andrew first, and then I'll really get into this whole situation of him being arrested.
Yeah.
In my opinion, most people are going to hate me for this. I love the man. I think he's actually a great man, and he really explains what human life is about. I am perfectly fine with any man, any woman, doing what they want to do. If they want to be by themselves, if they want, any woman wants to be more, like, in more of, like, a masculine way, like, do stuff, like, which is portrayed naturally in a masculine way, wants to act more masculine, wants to do stuff like that, I'm perfectly fine with that. They can do what they want. But how the humans were made, man was made to protect woman, defend, hunt, gather, and the woman was meant to nurture, take care, and do all that. That's, we were made totally different. That's how we were made. That's biological, proven. You try to unprove it, there you're gonna fail. But I feel like he's a great man. He explains that. He really goes into it. And yes, most people nowadays, you're supposed to be equal, and I'm fine with that too. But for something he's explained biologically how we were created, and you're going at him, calling him a terrible person, he's horrible, and all this, that's just rude. That's blatantly rude. Like, that makes no sense.
They just hate him for, like, no reason.
Yeah, I mean,
like, they just,
they have a reason. Like, they can think badly about him, yeah. But, like, when he's literally speaking biologically of, like, how the human body was made, how a male and a female was made, that's just not right. And, like, please, like, actually, like, do your research. Please actually, like, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that. I love how he explains that. I mean, it is a very controversial topic nowadays, especially with all these movements and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But he speaks the truth. He speaks biologically. And Andrew's also, he is not like how like the majority of the world is like Christian. I believe he is Muslim.
Mm.
And you actually, like, you look at him, you watch what he posts on Twitter ever since Elon actually allowed him and unbanned him from Twitter. Actually, some of the stuff he does post is actually quite, like, it's nice. Yeah. Like, you learn something.
It's honorable, I think.
Yeah, it gets you thinking.
Yeah.
And all that. He doesn't attack anyone certain. Like, he goes at, like, whole groups when he speaks of it. And he'll even go at the man, and he's known for supposedly just only going at women. But no, he goes at everyone. He explains what we were made for, and he explains everything, and he gives a good reasoning. Yes, most people don't like it, but I like how he doesn't attack one single group, and he's been targeting, and he's listed at he only attacks women. Not true. But what do you post on Twitter? I absolutely love it. I love what he says. It's like, you get you thinking, you actually like really understand it, and you think, oh wow, that's actually true, and that's pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. But back on to how he got arrested and all this. It's quite stupid, honestly, especially between his little issues and little argument online with Twitter with Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
That's how it all started, and of course he posted a picture of him eating pizza and smoking a cigar, and they figured out where he was due to the pizza company. But I just feel like that was just stupid. I mean, he absolutely did nothing. They found no evidence. And he even said it.
And he's still in detention for like
a month. He's still in detention because they're like, oh, we can't release you.
Can't release you, yeah. Because he's still like,
because of stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like for another 30 days. Which, that's okay. If you keep him in there any longer, then there's got to be something illegal about that. Because there literally is zero evidence on it. And for him to be blamed for this, he even called it. They tried banning him on social media. He heard about his three things. They tried to ban you, they tried to cancel you. They did. He got freed. So after that, he got freed. His second one, they're going to try to arrest you with no issue at all. Arrested him. Nothing on him at all. That's the second one. His third one is, if they can't do that and they can't stop you like that, they're going to kill you. So right now, it's leading to that they actually might kill him. Someone might kill him. Which
you really think? Or someone tries to, at least.
I feel like definitely there will be someone that does try to kill Andrew, which is very sad.
And they will do it for like a specific movement, or
I don't think they'll do it for.
Or they have like certain beliefs.
It's just gonna be more out of like hatred. I feel like it's most likely gonna be some type of. It's probably most likely gonna be a woman, honestly, due to like him supposedly being sexist and targeting women. I feel like it's most likely gonna be a woman doing it, but. The fact that's like, it's sad to think like that someone would actually go out and kill someone just because of that, and because what he speaks, even though it's biologically true, and he speaks what he says, and which we're allowed to do that.
He speaks one of his mind is his freedom, like his freedom of speech.
Yeah, he lived in the U.S. He was allowed to do that. Moved to Romania, you're still allowed to do that. You can speak your mind, but to actually kill someone over there, that's just it's terrible. You're a terrible person for doing that, honestly. Like, I have my beliefs on some stuff, and there's a lot of people, government officials, like, I don't believe one thing they say, and I absolutely do not like them, but I would never do that.
Yeah.
I could never put myself to do that. That's just terrible. You're a terrible person to do that. So,
right.
I just feel like it's a sad thing that he's actually a really good man. He's probably a really good guy if you meet him in person and actually talk to him.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of it.
He's probably really cool, and what he speaks is literally the truth and his opinion and his reasoning. And he doesn't just do it and be like, oh, women, blah, 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 they're weak, blah, blah, and all this. No, he actually gives reasoning, biological, and all that, and I love that.
Yeah. I think we've covered enough on that. All right, after that topic, we are going to end it on that note.
I hope you all enjoyed, and we will answer more of your questions next time on
Two Dudes, One Jar.